This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So he's connecting the two in Yanim. Mitzarechod, Chafei Kislev is the time when it starts, the light starts coming out. In other words, it's the lowest part of the year in terms of it's the darkest, meaning that it's going towards light. Secondly, the other important, significant event about Chafei Kislev is that the Mishkan was finished then, and there was, when they did the Hanukkah, they did a Hanukkah Samizbeach, they did a Hanukkah Samishkan again, a Mikdash again. So, in other words, Chafei Kislev is a day of Mishkan / Mikdash. So he says, Vascholos ha'oy roi lebeis ha'mikdash. Mesh omer b'medrish. Rebrechi b'shem mitzok oma, mimokoyim beis ha'mikdash nevzharim. There's a big machloikis, or I don't know if the word machloikis is right, but in the beginning of Medrash Rabbah, in Perek Gimel, from where did Oyer come from? And there's one man the Omer that says it came from Silma, Akash Baruch was Nis'atev Ba'Oyer Kisimla, and then there is a Madi Omer that says that that it was from the Mokum HaMikdash. So, and one Madi Omer says Oyer Nivatchila. But at any rate, Reb Yitzchok says Mimokum Beis HaMikdash Nivsa Oyra, like it says Hadorich Sivine Chvoida Lekei Yisrael Bo Miderech HaKodim Ve'ein Chvoida Elo Beis HaMikdash K'mo Da'amris Kise Kovid Mor Mirishon Mekoy Mikdashenu. So the way he brings the Chazal, it seems to be that that's the lashon we have in our Medrash. It's not clear where it says that Oyer was created then. The Nosa Kalim and Farshim on the Medrash bring a girsa the end of the pasuk. V'ha'aretz he'ira michvoida. So Kovid is an inyan that is me'ir the aretz. The pasuk says Kovid is what lights up the world. And therefore, it came from the Beis HaMikdash, the Hemshchah of the Pasuk. So it's saying the Kvod al Kei Yisrael is Bor Mederech HaKodim, and Kisekov Mor Mirishon Mekoy Mikdashenu, and Oretz Heir Mekvodim. I'd like to explain this a little bit, why the inyan of Beis HaMikdash. You see from Chazal the two shitas about where in the world Oyer was created from. One is from the Beis HaMikdash, one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Oita Oyer Kasalma, and so on and so forth. In this Lashon, Oyer is identified with Kovid, and it comes from Beis HaMikdash. We spoke a little bit last time about the Metzius of Oyer, that Oyer is the perspective through which, the medium through which a person can see anything else. Our tfisa and our hasaga of everything else comes through something, and that is oyer. If the oyer is colored, then whatever we see is colored. If the oyer is not clear, then whatever we see is not clear. In other words, if we're to ask ourselves, what is the framework within which a person sees something, that's the oyer. Let's take it one drop, a little bit understanding the mashal. A person in a human in the koimas adam, his seichel is like the oyer, meaning as follows: a person walks and he knocks into a bench, so it hurts. A person hears a scream. All sorts of different things, a person sees things, but the understanding of what it is that his senses put in, that lies in the seichel. A person who is a meshugana sees the same events that I see, except where I see one event, he sees a whole plot. A person who's stupid doesn't see anything over there. The tfisa in the things itself, the difference between the different types of deos, doesn't lie in the fact that they perceived different things, that they had different input. It's the whole the tfisas advarim, the even figuratively, the way we say the light in which they saw everything is different. So I see it in even colloquially with the term, in light of the events, this is how I would interpret this phenomena. And the person who says in the light of his events, he would interpret it this way. The tfisa ha-kolelas, through which things have meaning to me, is through seichel, tfisa, avon, and so on. If we talk about in mitzad elikus, and mitzad all the other inyanim, mitzad the teichen of the bria, the overriding structure for all of the inyanim is kvod Hashem. In other words, if the world has a million different pratim, the ish bar, the shaita, looks at it and he sees 1,000 pratim. He doesn't hear any tziruf hametzias, and each thing is a thing with yatzmoy. The emes lamita is that everything is kvod shemayim. In other words, the entire metzias comes together as kvod shemayim. So the word kavod, in the sense that the entire bria is part of a structure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression, is the oyer. The Oyer HaMiti of the Bria. So the Bria was Choshech because every piece is itself. Just like we said last time, when a person knocks into different things, when a person is in Choshech, every piece exists in itself. If it's dark and I walk in the room, I bang into this, so this exists now. I bang into that, that exists there. The Tfisa Kolelos is that there's a room and a lot of different elements that requires oil for it. The Bria itself was 1,000 pratim, a trillion pratim, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu put oil into the Bria. And the oil is the tfisa of kvod shemayim. When we say krishma, we say two a pasuk and a memra, that Shema Yisrael is the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai is how we could possibly see that in the Bria. When you look at the Bria and you put it together and you see Kvod Malchusai, that's the accurate reflection of Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. The whole Bria together clicks as Kvod Shemayim. So there's two oifanim that Chazal explained where Ur comes from. One is the levush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. We once spoke about this, Salm or Simla. And the second one is Beis HaMikdash. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash in the Bria was the makom where this came from. And I want to explain a little bit why. And it's an important nekuda, because in a sense Chanukah is a yontiv of the Beis HaMikdash. If Tisha B'Av is the avelos of Beis HaMikdash, the only yontiv we have for Beis HaMikdash is Chanukah. And b'meila, having a little bit of the hair, what Beis HaMikdash is the toichen of the day. When you have Moshe Ma'adav Adayma, a person walks in a place and he wanders, and it's a maze. He walks in a lot of different places. He can't figure out how to go from anywhere to anywhere. You take a look at a map or at a picture an aerial photograph, or best, a model, and you look on top. Like, I remember the old city of Yerushalayim is a very complicated place full of a lot of different alleys and mazes, and they have models, and you can look from top down. They have maps that actually are kind of as if it was an aerial view, and all of a sudden everything becomes clear because you're able to see the whole picture, and then you get a sense of all the pratim are. Beis HaMikdash was an oilam katan. It was a place where you had a lot of different, all the elements of the world were represented in Beis HaMikdash. We've said many times, that's why the Lamed Tes Melachos are learned from Beis HaMikdash, because anything went into the world went into Beis HaMikdash. There's a shulchan there, there's a menorah there, there's an aron there, there is the tzemeach. Everything in the world has its makom in the Mikdash. When we see it kitikunoi, when you see the pieces put together right, then everything becomes, then it becomes a ha'ara on the entire Bria. The place where oira comes out from, in other words, the makom from where a perspective comes out, that gives a tsura and a teichen to an entire bria, was the Makom HaMikdash. And that's why oir is miyuchet to the Makom HaMikdash. The same day that oir is beikei and the bria, the same chaf hei kislev, which is the day when oir starts coming in, is the day of the Hashlamas HaMishkan, because that's where it's coming from. When we have a place that's good, that's where it's coming from. I want to add another Nakuda, I guess, that's kind of very relevant to us. There's a word in Kodesh or Yeshivish slang, I should say, called Hashkafa. And somehow it's become distorted. Hashkafa is, do you hold the Medina? Do you not hold the Medina? Do you hold this? Do you hold that? That's kind of the way people use it. And it's a pretty crude description of the word Hashkafa. And as a matter of fact, it's quite distant. What is the word Hashkafa? Where does it come from? What does the word Hashkafa mean? What's it trying to intend? The difference from people, when you show them a mitzvah, you do the same thing. If a yid davens, he davens. And if a yid learns, he learns. And if a yid gives stuck, he gives stuck. He's mekayim the mitzvah, whatever oifni does it. But there's another whole chelek to it. How do I look at the whole picture? Where do I put the pieces in the picture? What does my picture look like? Sometimes there's nafkeminis lemaisa, and sometimes even if there's not nafkeminis lemaisa, but it's a whole different world. Two people can have the same lifestyle. One person says how beautiful it is to carry on traditions, and one says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaveh, and it's mechayev me. They're doing the same things. They can be doing almost the same things or mamish the same things. But it's two different worlds. One person is engaged in Shemiras Torah mitzvahs. One person is engaged in folklore and tradition. The nafkemina is what's his status on the whole thing. And that's where the word hashkafa comes from. Are we a nation and religion is an important component of it? Or are we Am Hashem and the needs of a society are mandated from that. What comes from where? There in the Olam HaMaisa there might be small differences. In the person, it's Olam HaMloya. And that was, even when a person takes things like people say Kabbalah and Hashkafa, Kabbalah and philosophy are similar. And the Kadmonim kind of talk about it, argue about it. In a sense, mitzad language and certain things, it might be very similar. The question was, from where are you coming from? Is the pshat, is human seichel the center, and the divine is an understanding of human seichel, and it's correct because of our tfisa? Or is HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes, and our seichel is zochot to have a tfisa in it? It could result in similar ideas, but it's oilam amloya. Somebody once said, Abdi Chusa, somebody once said that apikorsim and maminim say kemat the same thing. The maimon says when Mashiach will come, my baba will come dancing out of a cave, and the apikoris says, yeah, when my baba comes dancing out of a cave, that's when Mashiach will come. So it came out the same in terms of literary language, it's come out the same, but it's a world of difference. Bal Kapanim, the Beis HaMikdash gave us a tfisa in the world. When a person walked in and saw a complete world centered around the Oren and Luchas and Dvar Hashem, so b'meila it spilled out the whole Bria. I mean, one of the things a person gets in the Torah is Oyer. It was the center of the Mishkan. It was the Nimshal to Oyer, and he speaks about it. It's not, I mean, the Anashir Chazal. When a person spends the years in yeshiva, besides the tkuf of the learning itself and the progress in the learning and so on, it's also a certain hashkafa on life. In other words, the hashkafa means what is my overall view of life. Iker, Tuffel, Siba versus Mesovev, and so on. That is, in a certain sense, an essential way, that stays for the rest of life with him. And b'meila, the teichen sheboy is, in a certain sense, the oyer. So I'll go upon him to finish up his point. So he says, b'meila, Chofei Kislev was the day of, because it's the day when the oyer starts in the Bria, that was miyuchet for Chanukah, which is the Chag of Oyer, and the Makom, that's miyuchet for his Migdash, and that's in the Kuda where Oyer comes from as well. Okay. Huh? Sure.